B-Pod Studios.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what's going on?
Okay, so I saw a story which is all over the news now this morning. And it's obviously very strange, but there's part of me that kind of, there's an element of it that hit something personal that's happened to me in my life. But I do want to play this first. So this happened in, which town is this? Somerset. And it's all over the news this morning.
What town is that?
Somerset. It's in Massachusetts.
Somerset, Mass.
Somerset, Mass.
Where is it?
It's south of here. I know that.
No, it's south of here, kind of close to the Rhode Island border.
Oh. You might have driven through it, possibly, on your way down to...
Is it up off of M24?
Route 24? No, I don't believe it is. Okay. I'm not positive about this.
Then I don't know.
Having never been through it, been through Somerset, Mass.
Now I don't know.
It's my M24. What does the M stand for?
Massachusetts.
Oh. Well, I think it's called I-24, right?
Just 24.
No, it's 24?
Just 24.
No, it is not an interstate highway, smartass. It's M24 is what it's called.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never called it that, but all right.
No, but you also call 95 Route 128.
Like everybody else who lives here.
Right, because it's not, that is an inner...
128 between Canton and Linfield.
I didn't know that the letter of the state was part of the road.
That never is.
Oh, that Michigan it is.
Okay.
There was an M24 in Michigan.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right, so what's going on?
All right, so let's get to this story out of Somerset, which is near M24.
Yes.
No, that we've sort of. It's not.
Kind of. Not really.
We've decided that is not the case.
You have her ear, Fred.
I do. All right, here we go.
Well, perhaps given her profession, she should have seen this coming. A palm reader is now accused of swindling a woman out of thousands of dollars. The Somerset psychic allegedly insisted the client's daughter was possessed by a demon and only a clairvoyant cleansing for a fee could save her.
Fellow mediums say this is giving the paranormal practice a bad name.
Yeah, they gave her a ton of X-lax. Said, you have got to get rid of these demons. You need a good cleansing.
I got demons in me. Well, let's poop them out. Take some Doxidan and woo, you're saved.
Doxidan.
It's when nature needs a helping hand.
It's a deep cut. Enema, anyone? Okay. This is completely off topic, but it's Friday.
Sure.
All right. So Damon Amendola got mornings for CBS Sports Radio.
Yep.
I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I added, you know how there's bars where there's like bras hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah.
What if he just had a bar that there were just shoes hanging from everything?
How did you get any of that? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Fried calamari. It's calamari. So you got to go a little calamari. Fried calamari.
He's got the name of it, Dan, Sweet Feet. In lieu of your bill, I will take your hush puppies. Very good.
Police say a fraudulent psychic swindled a local woman out of $71,000.
As opposed to the non-fraudulent psychics that roam the earth.
I have a lot of questions about this story.
Yeah.
So let's look.
I won't let it play, but I just like, these fraudulent guys.
Over the course of a month, they say Tracy Milanovich requested large payments and household items in exchange for ridding the customer's 10-year-old daughter of demons. According to the police report, Miss Tracy read the woman's cards and told the victim that she was dead in God's eyes and that her daughter had something inside of her that was bad. At one point, police say the victim purchased a Barbie doll, white trash bag, and 10 rolls of Bounty brand paper towels and brought a white box, a picture of her daughter, a sonogram photograph. Miss Tracy told her she was going to take the demon from her daughter and place it in the Barbie doll.
Isn't that the plot of Child's Play?
Yeah. All I know is that you need, it's nice to know you need Bounty towels.
Sure, it's got to be Bounty
to exercise someone.
Well, it picks up the demons.
Yeah, I mean, if you just pick up some Charmin.
One it might be soft and delicious.
One ply will not do.
No.
When it comes to Satan.
No, you need Bounty.
That's right.
That's right. The quicker picker.
See, I thought the brawny man would have taken care of that. He looks like, you know, a man of God. Could have taken his, like, axe and hacked to, you know, Beelzebub.
I've always been curious about the evilness of paper towel. How are you soaking up all that stuff? He's a demon.
Milanovich faces several charges and already pleaded not guilty. The open sign was on at her business Thursday night, but the door was locked and there was no answer.
It makes the rest of us look bad. We're doing this to help people.
Lori Belcher owns Enlightenings and does readings just a quarter mile down the road. She charges $50 for a 30-minute session.
Look, if I heard the number $1,000, I'd be going, red flag, run away.
She believes there were several red flags and that both the woman...
Half mile down the road on the psychic mile.
That's right.
Come on down.
That's right. It's
hit him in the hind and visit my psychic.
It's a black mark on the entire profession.
Well, that's right.
On the psychic mile.
I mean, it must be of... There's a public library and an offshoot of Harvard there, and then there's a bunch of psychics. Which, by the way, I've been to two psychics.
Oh.
What they say, I can't remember, as I was heavily intoxicated both times.
I'd be going, red flag, run away.
She believes there were several red flags and that both the woman paying and the so-called psychic should have known better.
There are people who are desperate for an answer. And for someone who calls themselves a medium or a card reader or a psychic, you shouldn't be taking advantage either.
If you had a similar experience at this location, Somerset police ask that you call them. In Somerset, Christina Rex, WBZ News.
Okay, this story is great for so many reasons. Number one, first of all, she's suing him for $70,000. As a matter of fact, what do they say that it's for? They say it is... Faces charges of larceny, intimidation of a witness, multiple counts of obtaining property over $250 by trick. Okay, to that I say, if this woman gave her $70,000 because she thought the demon was going to go into the Barbie doll, how do you know it didn't work? Like, what evidence are you going to present in court to show that her services of saying that she transferred a demon to a toy didn't work?
Well, I mean, I guess you would have to try to drown the toy.
Well, I mean,
if it drowned, then you would know that it worked. And right. If it didn't drown, then you would have to move on.
But if it floats, you know it's a witch,
right?
So,
right.
I mean,
if you don't die, you're a witch.
How do you honestly know that you didn't create Chucky until it comes and murders somebody?
I don't know.
How do you get there? Like, how do you say, well, it didn't work?
Now, did she put a bra on her head while she was doing this?
Maybe not. By the way, somebody said DA's. Shoes and Brews would be the name of it.
Would you like to drink out of a boot?
Can you imagine? Okay, so somebody told this woman that your daughter is possessed by the devil and to give me $70,000.
No, she was possessed by the devil.
No, her daughter was possessed by the devil and that she wanted to get the demon out of her daughter to go into the Barbie doll. And as though you might say, oh, well, that sounds crazy. What kind of woman would believe that their daughter was possessed by the devil? To that, I would say, my mother-in-law, Mary's been to an exorcist.
That's right. We've heard that before. Mary grew up in Midtown Manhattan.
And by Midtown Manhattan, you mean a place that had rumors that they might get a Piggly Wiggly.
Everyone was on pins and needles, and they realized it was economically non-feasible.
Mary had a heart-to-heart conversation with her mother just recently because the more we started talking about it the other night, the more I was like, dude, that's messed up. So when Mary was, 9, I think, her mother thought that she was possessed. Now, you have to understand at the time, her mother was going to one of these churches that, like, you know, they speak in tongues, wrangle snakes.
Like a good one.
Well, yeah, obviously it's a good one if they, you know, brought it to an exorcist. And, She thought her daughter was, Mary was possessed because she was very neat and tidy.
Yeah.
She used to organize her books and things and all this different. And so she thought she was possessed by the devil.
And I've often thought about that, about librarians.
And there was a book that she had been reading called The Pig in the Parlor, which we found. And just the cover, she said, used to like scare the hell out of her. And it would sit out there. It was called Pig in the Parlor, A Practical Guide to Deliverance. Let me see. Hang on, let's see if I can find it here. It's called Pigs in the Parlor.
Oh, so there's a pig and deliverance? That sounds like a combination that I don't like at all.
And yeah, Pigs in the Parlor is what it's called. It has this really creepy eye on it with these pigs in the eye. And it's about demonic possession.
So you might think, okay, let me describe this to the audience. So you might think Pig in the Parlor, that it's like a cute little pig, and then it's like in a parlor. No, it's a close-up of an eye with two evil pigs in the middle of the pupil.
Which she just left out on the kitchen table, which Mary used to see all the time. And I asked Mary, I was like, okay, so when you went to this, what do you remember about going to this exorcist? And she goes,
I blacked it out.
Now that she kind of had to dig it out. And so,
yeah, because it's obviously incredibly traumatic for many reasons. One, you're being told you're possessed.
Yes.
And you're 9, so you believe you're
like, okay.
Yeah, you believe.
I guess so.
Your mom. Two, I can only imagine the exorcism is a nice way to sit down and have a chat.
So apparently, as she was telling the story, she goes, I remember it being this house in the woods. And it was just a dude with a beard who lived by himself. And my mother left me alone with him.
Oh, God. Did she force him to eat his beard?
Oh, Jesus. And I'm like, hang on. And so,
for how long?
See, that she couldn't really remember.
Oh,
like,
man.
How long it was. But, I mean, apparently there were no shenanigans. Mary probably would have remembered that, hopefully.
Right.
But, I mean, this is a guy that was told that there were demons, and, like, he agreed. Like, there's demons inside of this daughter of yours. And sure enough, he started doing all this stuff and, like, you know, reciting all this crazy stuff. And I have to be honest, I've got family members that tell me that I need to have, like, you know, need to consider going to an exorcist because my grandfather was a Mason.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
And I'm like, huh? Where is this all coming from?
So Mary went to the guy with the holy overalls.
And tobacco stain.
The mighty Kodiak that he had to.
I mean, the words were, it's like, oh, you know, his father was a Mason, and it's something he's going to have to live with his entire life. Which, as far as I know, the Masons are just very nice people who go and, like, you know, do community service projects. But what the hell do I know?
He was part of Local 142. He was a very evil man.
Which was off M24 on the way to Somerset.
I'm telling you, it's M24.
I was wrong, by the way. Somerset is near M24 across the Braga Bridge.
Okay. Oh, I don't take that bridge.
No. When you go south on 24, the bridge is to your right as you go by.
I go
Somerset's
through,
on the other side of the river.
I go through Fall River, baby.
Yes.
My people. So she went... So she had to talk to her mom. Like, her mom is obviously...
So Mary
was very bad.
Oh, yeah. She now is like, I mean, that was obviously something that was ill got. I mean, when you're, you know how it is, when you're around a group of people and there aren't many people outside of your echo chamber, in which in her case, her echo chamber was this church that she went to, you know, sometimes you just don't see common sense. And that's how cults and things like that. And so at the time, it made perfect sense to bring her daughter to a dude with a beard who lived alone in the woods and say, take
because
the demons out of my daughter.
If I had the power to, you know, save people, I'm living in the woods.
Far away from any money-making opportunity I might have.
Well, I mean, it's not only that. It's like if you're so great...
Yeah,
you know, like, why you got this shack in the woods?
No one's going to call on this. No, I know no one is.
We have one call.
We didn't. No one's going to call. But has anyone ever been to an exorcist?
Okay.
Or is that just literally something? Because I would think.
Is that a southern backwoods thing?
It might be a New Hampshire backwoods thing.
That could be.
I mean, there ain't a lot of difference between nowhere Alabama and nowhere New Hampshire.
Me, I like to go to a good feet wash.
No one's going to. That's why when Mary was telling me this story, I was utterly fascinated. And this book, Pigs in the Parlor, oh my God. You should read about the dude who wrote it. Ye gads. And that was something that was just normal literature. The way that we had the mouse and the motorcycle, or, you know, like how to eat fried worms sitting around, that's what was sitting down on the table with Mary.
And, oh, look at your handling snakes. It seems one's bit you in the tootsie.
It's DA all of a sudden.
I'll have to suck out the poison.
This is Exorcist DA?
It seems that you have some demons in your shoes. The power of Christ compels you to take them off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Italian.
You're demonic. Please step into the holy mud and clean yourself of your sins.
solid right. Italian
I sit at home and think about the egg. I really do.
Oh, I do. I talked to him, I don't know, about a year ago for something else. He is amazed. And personally, he's amazed that you are as obsessed with him as you are.
I'm not obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with
the stuff. The fact that you keep bringing him up.
I sit in my shower and I just sing songs about DA and feet. I did it yesterday. Oh, you lived your life like a foot was in your mouth. I was singing that yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, people have been exercised or whatever the thing is. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, John gets so happy.
I do. Like Eric B. and Rakim.
Well, everyone does.
Yep.
Oh, Rakim is either he just came or he's coming. He just wrote a book.
Oh, yes.
And I think he is doing like a question and answer tour. Of all things, I think at the either the ICA or the MF or the Museum of Fine Arts.
Wow.
And I think the Brooklyn Booksmith, where a lot of these signings are, is starting to serve alcohol.
Yeah, they're expanding.
Brooklyn, I'm sorry, Brooklyn.
Yep, Brooklyn Booksmith.
Cool. All right.
So that story in Somerset of this woman who charged a lady $70,000 to take a demon out of her daughter and put it in a Barbie doll. And now I guess she's getting sued. And I say, prove the damages. How do you know the demon didn't come out of your daughter and put it into a Barbie? I think this is more of a situation with someone going, do you realize you just spent $70,000 on nothing? And then the woman going, well, I'm going to sue.
Yeah, I mean, $70,000, she must not be poor. I mean, that's a lot of money.
And that kind of opened up the door of, you know, when my wife was 9 years old, her mother brought her to an exorcist to get the demons out, which was weird. The more she told the story, the more we learned about it, the more disturbing it got. Kind of a lonely man in the woods with a beard, and I was left alone with her for a little bit, And I said, I guarantee you, we're not going to get any calls, but is there anybody who's been exercised? And hey, look at that.
Now, is that the correct term, exercised?
Yeah, you have exercised okay. The demons, yes.
Okay. Chuck, go ahead. Chuck.
Hey, guys, yeah. I haven't been exercised, but I used to work for Community Access Station right out of college, and there was this woman who went to one of those churches, they speak in tongues and stuff, and I was directing her show. We're the only two in the entire building, and she wanted this one camera moving dolly right to left in the middle of the camera. And when I landed the camera, she looked right in it, and I'm looking through the viewfinder, so it was like eye to eye. And she said, are you ready to die for Jesus? Which I'm pretty sure if I had any demons in me at that time, they were exercised because it was scary as all heck. So
well,
I'll hang up a little bit.
This is not an exorcism story, but when I worked in Cumming, Georgia, they had people come in to testify to Jesus.
Sure.
And they always had guns. And he would be like, you know what, I did 20 years for, you know, aggravated assault and attempted murder. And, you know, I got off pills. And they're just sitting there. And I'm like, oh, it's just me and you.
Right.
Hanging out.
Well, Mary was brought to those churches where they would speak in tongues. And she said it was somewhat unsettling because all of these, you know, adults you had in your life that you wanted to have some sort of, you know, comfort and stability. You know, when you're a kid, you're just looking for someone to, you know, make everything seem calm around
sure.
you. All of a sudden, she would see them start going, blah, blah, blah. And then they would tell her, are you not feeling the spirit? Why aren't you speaking in tongues? And then she said, just to not make them angry, she started going, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, you know, the spirit's within her. Mm. And so she said it was really, really scary. She would look at people that she thought were kind of normal. And then
yeah, this would be frightening for anyone. I speak in tongues as long as they're a size 9.
David Vindolara, the exorcist, is showing up again.
Let me exercise those Tootsies into my mouth.
So he said, Piggies in My Parlor by Reverend Damon Amendolara. I'm Italian.
This little piggy went to the exorcist. This little piggy needs to be exercised in my mouth.
Like a bee.
Creepy.
Hallelujah. Praise the feet. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So when I was a kid, I grew up in Backwoods, New Hampshire, and I can't remember what exactly I did, but my parents freaked out at me for doing something wicked stupid. So they brought me to church, and a group of people just prayed in tongues over me for like 20 minutes. I just remember freaking out because I thought I had a demon or something stupid in me. And they were incessant on me staying at church and listening to them. And it was just like someone speaking in Spanish to me or something. And I remember never wanting to go back ever again.
What do you think you did? Like looking back, what did they say was going on that made them all stand over you and freak out and speak in tongues?
They said that I had a weird look in my eye. And I mean, at 8 years old, I don't know what deciphers a weird look in my eye, but.
Well, there's something that's incredibly abusive about saying that a child has a demon inside of them, in that, like, it's just like you're evil, and you know you can't see it, but we can all see it.
How many of these kids are just like ones that have, you know, maybe a little bit of ADD or something like that, like something minor, and that they immediately will assume that they're demons?
You could be,
you know what I mean? It's like just like something that a normal kid would have, or just have too much sugar. And or just they're tired or hungry and they start freaking out, and all of a sudden you got to take them to an exorcist.
No, or just in any I mean, if you're told you're evil and you have a demon inside of you, that's not an easy thing to just gloss over. I mean, that's something, you know, just like, oh yeah, you're and like say like you didn't even do anything. Like they're just like, you're a piece of crap.
Yeah.
You got a demon in front of you. You got to go to this guy's house in the woods.
Well, then you think there's nothing you can do to be better.
No.
Because you're possessed.
Right. You need a bunch of adults acting weird to, like, get the, because you're such a bad person. So that's worse than saying that you're a bad person. That's just, there's something beyond our comprehension that's inside of you that makes you awful.
What did someone say?
Somebody said, and this little piggy went to the exorcist.
I bet you I can make your big toes spin around.
As an Italian.
Ooh, it appears the...
I feel like a bee.
Appears the...
Solid.
I had to exercise myself by vomiting on your tootsies.
You went all Linda Blair on it.
Yeah.
It's calamari. Say calamari.
I'm gagging on your toes.
You gotta go to calamari.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, I would suggest not telling your children there's something evil inside of them.
Or trying to spend $70,000 to get the demons out of your children to go into a Barbie doll.
Yeah. The last time I went to a psychic, I've been twice. Remember when we went, when the girl that we know went in Provincetown when we were there?
Yes.
And she just started bawling all
over
the place.
Because they said awful things. And like, my wife was with them, and she was pregnant at the time. She goes, I ain't going to talk to a psychic.
Yeah.
No way.
All I asked, kept asking the psychic is, like, do you really tell people that, like, bad things are going to happen to them? And she's like, yeah.
All the time. And then I charge them to make them not happen.
Yeah. All right. We will be back. We will discuss the big football game on the way. Tom Brady's future. Here are the headlines.
Does it hit you at all? Do you allow it to penetrate your mind at all that this very well could be your last home game as a Patriot?
I haven't thought about those things, and you know, this I wouldn't be thinking about those things anyway. You know, it's felt like a normal week for me, so. I just approach practice like I always have and try to do the best I could do. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend as well.
Down like water, fresh out the clouds, clown, ground you like terrible. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and the Patriots have the very sexy 8:30 kickoff around there on Saturday night, tomorrow night. If you know what FPI is? I don't either.
I have no idea.
Well, they have ranked the playoff teams, and they give, and you'll understand, but they give Baltimore and the Baltimore and Kansas City the best chances of winning the Super Bowl.
That's kind of weird that they would do two teams from the AFC.
Right. But they think that they are that superior to
okay.
what is going on. Three is San Francisco. Four is the Saints. Five is the Packers.
God, the Packers. That team, and I agree, I might have been either Lifshatz or Joe Murray who said it, but I agree with them. That is the softest 13-3 team that I have seen. I mean, they don't. I am not impressed with them in the least.
1/8 of an inch by Seattle. They were the number one seed in the NFC.
I think both games that they beat the Lions this year, they didn't lead for 1 second of the entire game.
Well, you're going up against that Patricia defense.
But didn't that happen, Fred? Weren't both games, didn't they win at the last second? It was like a last second field goal?
I watched neither of the games, but on...
I thought I'd read that somewhere yesterday.
I know on... last Sunday, the Lions had a lead for a great deal of that game.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't buy that team. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is extremely talented, but I mean, if you've got to put your eggs in a basket that have a good quarterback and the rest of it being kind of questionable, I would go Seattle in that category.
Yeah, and they have sixth the New England Patriots, and they give them a 73% chance of beating Tennessee, 21% chance of advancing to the conference championship, and 8% chance of going to the Super Bowl and under a 5% chance of winning the Super Bowl.
That sounds fair. Although if they make it to the Super Bowl, I mean, I would put them up against, I mean, the Saints would be a tough one. But I mean, yeah, I think that the two AFC teams are tougher than anything in the NFC. I think I agree with that list.
I agree too, but they're not going to beat the Saints. They wouldn't beat Seattle and they wouldn't beat the 49ers. So
49ers, that defense is so good.
Right.
Oh, so good. And I mean, but that's the dream scenario. I mean, how great would it be if the Patriots end up making
49ers,
Patriots 49ers? I mean, that is your best Super Bowl right now.
If the Patriots make the Super Bowl, I will get a tattoo of my wife's name.
You were gonna do that anyway,
kidding.
Weren't you?
Just kidding. No, tattoos are forever.
Yes, they are.
So
you always put a line right through it.
I didn't make that up. Yeah. That's a joke someone else wrote. But the scenario that I think we all think Tennessee is going to lose. We all believe.
Yes, I think it's going to be a very good game. But I have a feeling that, especially now that you mentioned that it's going to be raining, you know, Bert's right. Ryan Tannehill's going to have to throw at some point.
Yeah,
and I don't trust him throwing in the rain, even though he has been otherworldly since he started for this team.
And by the way, the excuse making for Brady, he's gotten a little out of hand because people are saying how bad the offensive line is, but I don't think the offensive line has played poorly over the last few games.
Wynn has been better. Tooney's been great. Mason, really good after a bad start. You know, Ted Karras is okay, I guess. Cannon's been the big problem.
Cannon's terrible.
Yeah, and he's healthy now. They just took him off the injury report. He's going to start.
But their running game is a lot better. And don't give me Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead or, you know, Barry Sanders and Walter Payton. I mean, they need push from their offensive line. They've gotten that. And the excuse-making for Brady is really tiring to me. Really tiring
to me. Like the number one thing being that he doesn't have enough weapons?
He doesn't have enough weapons. The offensive line sucks. There's no running game. Well, he had a running game. He has a running game now. And I've made this point before. It's the Patriots' fault regardless. But they've invested a lot of draft capital into skill position players. So, I mean, they have a number one drafted. They have a number one pick in their running back. They have a number one pick in a wide receiver. They traded a second round pick for a wide receiver. They have a guy that they traded for that was a former number one first-round pick.
Brady does not trust any of them.
I don't know whose fault that is.
Well, I mean, you could put a lot of it on Brady. I will say this.
My only point. It's everyone's fault except for Tom Brady's. And it's driving me insane.
Well, the one main thing that you can point at is his off-season workouts. If you wanted to get chemistry with some of these guys,
yeah,
maybe you should have gone to the OTAs. And I know that he is older and that he has every right to do it, and it worked last year. But I can't feel sorry for anyone not having chemistry or not having the trust when you didn't put in the work at the beginning of the season.
See, I think he's banged up as he always is, and he's just too old.
Well, he's banged up, but he's showing it a lot more.
Right, that's my point.
Matter of fact, yesterday at practice, you saw him shaking out his arm a ton.
Right, because he's very tough, and no one denies his toughness.
No way. But he's also 42.
Right. And his injuries are going to linger, and they're going to be worse than they were.
Even regardless of, you know, whether he has trust in the wide receivers, whether or not he's got the shoulder or the elbow or the ankle or whatever's bothering him, he's now at a point where he can't be great all the time.
Oh, and he has James White, by the way, too.
He can't be great all the time. And the days of 350 yards and four touchdowns are gone.
Yeah, forever.
He needs help from other way. Once the defense starts giving up points,
And once
the Patriots offense, which was good for five touchdowns a game, that's no longer possible.
And unless you get a big play on special teams or you get...
Your defense
makes big plays, it's going to be very difficult
to win. Slater blocked a punt to give him a win earlier this season.
And Fred, that's the good news, is that they've been doing it all season. Like, I mean, the defense outside of the last game and a half have been stealing games. And on top of that, the special teams, how many, we've talked about this, there might be two games,
a two-game
swing because of special teams.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the defense. I think the age of the secondary is starting to show. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Fred.
Yes.
So after what you've seen the last several years where they've struggled at the end of the season, you think it's absolutely impossible that they'll go on a Super Bowl run. You don't see the path of beating Tennessee, beating KC, and Baltimore losing to Houston and us hosting the AFC Championship.
Oh, Baltimore's not losing to Houston unless someone gets hurt.
Let's put your money where your mouth is. I know you won't get a tattoo of your wife. If they're in the Super Bowl, I want to come back down with you like I did a few months ago and have a half hour in the studio to gloat after they're in the Super Bowl.
Oh, this is the Patriots protector. I didn't even realize this. Chris from Raynham. Good to see you, man.
If not, I'm not a rich man. If not, I'll put $200 to your charity of choice if they don't make the
Super Bowl. Well, I want the $200. What do I want it to charity?
You're a rich man. You're the biggest star in Boston. So you
oh, yeah, baby. You won me over. All right, so, you know what? So yes. If they win the Super Bowl, you may come into the studio for half an hour and gloat.
All right, sounds good.
The day after the Super Bowl.
You think there's no chance that Houston beats Baltimore?
No. Well, first of all, there's two interesting things you're saying there. Is that you're saying that you don't believe they can beat Baltimore in Baltimore?
I think the combination of going to Kansas City and going to Baltimore is difficult. Yes. Do I think they can beat Kansas City? Yes. I honestly think Kansas City is an easier win than Tennessee this weekend. Going to Baltimore will be difficult. Would it surprise me if they won? No. But do I think it would be difficult? Yes. I think the path to the Super Bowl this year is to get a little bit of help from Houston. I don't think Buffalo would beat Baltimore.
See, here's the thing: is that Kansas City's defense has improved. But, I mean, there is the Andy Reid factor. I don't know. I mean, yeah, they could win into Kansas.
And it was a close game this year.
But Kansas City's better now. What?
No, it wasn't close to game this year. We lost partly because of a tough officiating call. And the defense hasn't always done great against Mahomes, but they've contained him. He hasn't looked the same against the Patriots. And there's also the Andy Reid factor. I think there is an
Andy Reid factor, but I think Mahomes was a little banged up during that game.
And Chris, I mean, listen, I think that they have a chance against the Chiefs if they make it there. We all think that they're going to beat Tennessee, but the Ravens are an absolute buzzsaw. And you saw just
I don't think
how,
they're going to beat Kansas City.
You see, I said that they have a chance against Kansas City.
Oh, no.
I think that I would favor Kansas City in that, but I think that they have a chance. I don't think they have any chance of beating the Ravens. And if they did, it would have to be, like, through insane trick plays that they've been saving up and doing something completely radical because they can't play the way they've been relying on
trick plays. I don't know how many more they can come up with.
No, I mean, it is the postseason, and you've seen this a million times.
I heard talking about this before, but do you remember? I heard him talking about it yesterday. It was a good show. And they were talking about, do you remember, because I did it and now I do, when they tried that trick play, the Patriots, where Brady went out and, like, they completely missed him and, like, Brady couldn't catch him. No, but this was against Tennessee.
That one he caught and fell down. This is the one that was incomplete.
And then the next series, Vrabel had Mariota go out for a pass.
Yes, I do remember that.
I mean, it's great.
They completed it, by the way.
I love Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, Vrabel.
He's got balls. And he's like,
here's the thing, too.
The Patriots' doors off that day.
Is that none of these coaches are afraid of the Patriots. Is that, and Andy Reid's a phenomenal offensive mind, one of the best of all time.
Joe, and none of the three coaches they're going to face. I agree with you on that.
Absolutely. Because obviously,
Harbaugh has never had fear.
Andy Reid is not intimidated.
And Vrabel.
Vrabel is not intimidated either. In fact, I mean, he screwed with the Patriots. I mean, he's messed with them before.
Yeah, they won by 3 touchdowns in Nashville last year.
Yeah, and he was pulling crap like...
Yeah, no, he was like, hey, Bill, how are you? What do you think?
We got a mobile quarterback. No, he sucks, but he's not going to be our quarterback for long, but here we go. All right, we will return. We're going to talk to someone from Tennessee and get their opinion. But first, I want to play you something that is real and is actually happening in the world of entertainment.
Toucher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's your favorite show of all time? TV show?
Oh, I mean, Breaking Bad. Okay. I'd say Breaking Bad, and then you got to go with Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule.
All right, there you go. Walk, what are your favorite shows?
I was going to say Breaking Bad. I've been going through it again.
Okay, well, guess what? That's about to change this winter. There's a show called Outmatch coming out. It stars Jason Biggs and Maggie Lawson.
Jason Biggs of American Pie fame?
Oh. No, another Jason Biggs. And Maggie Lawson. They play Clay and Mike, a pair of average South Jersey parents who have 3 gifted kids and 1 not as gifted. She's our star, says Kay. And to get you hyped up about what you're about to see.
Oh, man. What network is this?
It's on Fox.
Okay.
This sizzle reel for the new show. I mean,
okay, you realize that because Fox has the Super Bowl, you're going to see this commercial 1,000 times.
I hope.
Are they going to run it right after the Super Bowl?
Don't judge so quickly. They're saying that this is the new.
This is the same.
This is new Cheers.
This is the same network that gave us Rob Gronkowski on New Year's Eve, which I thank them for. Also, the one that has a new show where you go on a blind date. You don't talk, however, you just dance.
All right. I saw the end of one of those episodes.
Flirty dancing.
Yes.
You just go on a first date and you just gaze at each other's toes. All right, so all right, so Jason Biggs and Maggie Lawson, they're 2 parents. They don't know what to do. They got these 3 gifted kids. These kids are out of this world. And then they got 1 dumb one. So here's what it sounds like. Can you only, I mean, they're in over their heads.
They're fish out of water.
Well, nah, I mean, they love the kids, but I mean, come on. Mm-hmm.
There aren't many books written about how to raise 3 genius kids. Well, actually, there are. They're just super long.
So these guys got genius kids, but they don't want to read the book. Do you see the dichotomy between the kids being geniuses and the parents?
The dad's just a dunce.
Yeah, he's a big stupid idiot. But the way that this changes, it flips the script, is the wife is super dumb, too.
Oh, because usually she's the smart one.
Well, nah, and then the kid's real dumb.
2 ordinary parents.
We nurtured their gifts and encouraged their natural curiosity.
S'il vous plaît, don't let her go take a phone.
English.
But small words.
Man, that was dumb.
3 extraordinary children.
I'm developing an opera about Saffron Vanzetti.
I do theoretical physics.
I will not be a Salieri in my own home.
I don't know what any of that means.
So these 2 idiots are sitting around and they don't know what their kids are talking about. These 2 morons are just pieces of garbage. All they want to do is go and watch a movie or kick back on the TV with some popcorn. And, you know, come home and kill a 6-pack. But you got these kids running around all being silly.
What goofy. Hell hath young Sheldon brought us?
Wait a second. You're saying the success of the Big Bang Theory and young Sheldon?
They literally somehow looked at like the top grossing television shows and said, how do we do that?
Yes. This will be on for a long time.
And the other one.
What about this little one?
Noses are just mouths that eat smell.
She's our star. What the hell is going on here?
I'm helping Mark with his Oprah.
On the wall? Basement?
Basement. They've taken over the whole house. I mean, this is all that we have left.
So the kids, they've taken, the whole house is theirs. And all these parents have is this basement. That's all, it's, and these kids are all running up and they're writing operas and everything else. And the parents are like, I gotta get away, I gotta go to the basement.
Just in case you didn't know that this was a madcap adventure, the music tells you so.
The score is everything. The score brings it home.
I used to think this basement is where our kids would sneak down to smoke pot.
And now we do.
Wah, wah. They're smoking weed, so this ain't your dad's comedy.
I love them. I don't want them to grow into super weirdos. All I want is one day of normal.
All right, so let's do it.
We're going to the boardwalk?
That doesn't sound normal.
It sounds trashy.
We live in Atlantic City. Normal is trashy.
I think it sounds fun. Is it okay if I bring a friend?
Yes.
He's got a friend, just like the kids in the movies.
All of the kids are actually ready. I even got Mark to wear swim trunks. I mean, he called them water khakis, but whatever, he's wearing them.
How long is this commercial?
All right, hang on, but okay, because here comes this last thing I'll play for you. Is there any guess who the kid's friend is?
Oh, it's going to be like some professor. It's going to be like Neil deGrasse Tyson or something.
Hi, Mrs. Bennett.
Can I help you?
Stew, stew.
Bri, bri. Gab.
Jason Biggs and Maggie Lawson.
What? He's an old guy with a middle part, glasses.
It's Michael McCann?
No, he's not only an adult, he's a nerd. And a nerd, Rich, who glues down his middle part.
Who teaches at UNH.
Yes, he's a master of the law.
I knew all you guys would get that joke.
That was really good.
Yeah, well, that's the only guy I know that doesn't play soccer for a living that has a middle part.
But soccer in the 90s.
Yeah, he greases down his middle part, and he's got glasses and a pocket protector.
Oh, the pocket protector.
And you're like, what is this guy, some kind of nerd? So anyway, look out for Outmatched, new Jason Biggs comedy series.
Oh, great. So that's not the commercial. That's the first episode.
Oh, no, but hang on. They're outmatched. There's four of them. And two of the parents.
Sure.
Yeah. They're outmatched 2-1.
Right.
They just won one day on our ball.
They changed the name of the show for the second season. It's called Abandoned.
Yes. Second season. No, it's just called Canceled. But can you imagine this getting greenlit?
Yes, of course.
Like all the things you have to go through to get a show on
the
air?
I have the pitch. Young Sheldon, but not with one Sheldon. Three Sheldons. Yeah, whoa! Three times the ratings. Ding, 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 yeah. Ding. Precocious children.
And it's got the kid from the Mick, and that was a great show, and they canceled it. All right, so no commercials here, just the headlines, and we're going to talk to a gentleman from Nashville that covers the Titans.